Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And this is going to be an interesting show because we'll be taking calls from listeners who are going to ask questions that I hopefully can answer. I'm an intuitive counselor healer, and I do this every day for people in my private practice, and I teach this in my school, which is the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing, and that's at the website heartriver.org. So it's a wonderful time to allow people to call in and ask a question or two, depending on how much time we have for each person, and then we can see how intuition works. What is it that I do that I can help people with? How do I tap in? And I teach classes on how to do it. I actually have a big webinar coming up starting on Thursday nights, starting this next week. And it's an intuitive development webinar. So those of you who are interested in becoming more intuitive, or even intuitive at all, although we all are intuitive, but it's better to know we are, you can learn many skills, techniques, and learn to tune yourself in to higher knowing. So to start off, I think we'll talk with Charlene, who's called in. Welcome, Charlene.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I'm glad I can talk with you. What is it that you want to know about?
I'm calling about my granddaughter and her medical issues. I'm wondering if you can give me any information. I'm not sure what information you need from me.
How old is she?
Seven.
Medical issues are always, to me, psychosomatic in some way. We bring them on through our own struggles within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the way we're short-circuited. And the idea is to look at what is underlying these issues that can be solved. I'm not a doctor, even though I'm a medical intuitive and I teach medical intuition. It's something that I don't like to work with a medical model because it's too limiting and doesn't get to the source of issues. Your granddaughter. She's really angry.
Yes.
and it seems to be angry at something feminine, something in your family. It includes you, too. She's just maybe having trouble identifying with her own sexuality. She needs to resolve things with her mother. What was she diagnosed with?
They weren't sure. She was having a lot of stomach issues and saw several doctors. So either Crohn's disease or I can't remember, but so she was treated through a holistic practitioner.
Yeah, these are all these emotions that are in her gut. And it feels that she also has a lot of allergies. And so what she's eating is really a problem. And so there are two issues. One is psycho-emotional with her anger, and the other is to get her into a lifestyle of food, food choices that she's not allergic to.
She's been gluten-free and dairy-free since this occurred. And she's having trouble with that, you know, because she gets TVs at school, not the food that she eats, and has all the parties.
with her age, it's hard to win. And make sure she has lots of probiotics.
Yeah, she gets probiotics.
All right. And lots of vitamin D.
Yes. Yeah, she's had a problem with her vitamin D has been low. But even
well, that'll help a lot. Vitamin D is really good for this.
Yeah.
So,
even supplementing, it seems like her level is not going up very much.
Right, that's because she's not supplementing with enough. The doctors are afraid to give enough because they don't know the research about it.
Right.
So if they were knowledgeable about vitamin D, they would give a lot more.
Okay. Do you suggest anything for dealing with her anger issues?
Yeah, she needs a lot more affection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From women more than men.
Okay.
Yeah. Including you.
So.
Okay, good. All right, Charlene, thank you. And now Shelly Ann from New Jersey. Hello. Hello, Shelly Ann. Can't hear anything.
Hello?
Hello, Shelly Ann.
Yes.
Hi.
My reason for calling is because months ago I submitted my birth dates and stuff, and you gave me the human design on the email, but I didn't understand what it was about. I just saw a bunch of numbers, letters, and stuff, and I was hoping that you could clarify it for me. I don't know if it's too far gone for you to remember. Or
no, I wouldn't remember. I look at so many charts. You know,
yeah.
You'd have to explain it to me. Because it is hard to understand. Took me a while. I studied it years and years ago and became an analyst because
okay.
I was so intrigued by it. And it has so much information. But
yeah.
It's very deep, very rich information about yourself that can't be understood on the surface.
Mm.
So the best thing is to have a chart reading.
Okay. Yes, you had sent it to me. But I would have to, you would have to see it in front of you in order to...
Yeah, I'd have to analyze it for you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But I'm glad that you're intrigued by it.
Yes, I am.
Good. I well, you know how to reach me.
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. Thanks, Shelly Ann.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye. Now we have, I think, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Josie from Florida?
Yes, that's me.
What is it?
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Josie from Florida.
Oh, okay, good.
You know my son, Ray.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, my question is, I'm having a little difficulty understanding what my purpose is on this world.
Okay. Well, I have classes on purpose. I think
you
I have
what?
One coming up. I think I have a class on Monday night to tell each student in the class what their purpose is, what their unique purpose is.
Okay,
so
Monday night?
If you join Monday night's class, you'll be able to learn more about what your purpose is.
Okay. At what time?
It's from 7 to 9 o'clock on Monday night. On
it's
like a webinar
online.
Class. It's online.
Okay. All right.
So come and join it, and everybody. When I do Monday night classes, I really address each student separately.
Okay.
So I can give you clear. Information about your own unique purpose.
All right.
You know, I don't just talk about life purpose in general.
Right.
I want each person to know specifically what they're here for.
Right.
And so we can really climb into that and have a good time understanding it.
All right. That sounds good, Peter.
All right. Thanks, Josie. I'm glad
Thank you
called. Right. Bye.
Bye.
And let's talk to Sharon from Long Island.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I've had chronic fatigue, brain fog, and multiple chemical sensitivities for over 35 years, and nothing has helped. I have seen conventional doctors. I've done a lot of alternative medicine treatments, and I'm really at a loss as to what I should pursue. I've been checked out hormonally, virally, nutritionally, to the best of everybody's, you know, ability, and been put on hormones and on nutrition supplements, and I'm really not getting relief. And it is the fatigue that doesn't let me function or have a life. Is there anything you can suggest?
Let me see. Well, what is your viral count? Is it pretty high? Does it stay high?
My viral count is that it shows Epstein-Barr and cytomegalovirus and herpes 6, but it's really the Epstein-Barr that I've been told for about 20 years is more so the problem. I've tried ozone. I've tried vitamin C drips over the years. Oh, the ozone was recent, and nothing has changed.
Interesting. It's pretty resistant. Well, there are a number of other approaches. You know, it's about killing off as much as you can. What about silver?
What about what?
Silver.
Silver?
Yes.
I really haven't tried it intensely. What
okay.
would you...
Silver has had great ability to kill off these viruses. There is an IV silver that you can get through a doctor. There's a company called Natural Immunogenics. They're in Florida, and they sell an Argentin product, Argentin 23. That is
Argentin 23?
Yeah, and it's made for IVs. It's a silver that's made to be injected into the body, and it really kills off viruses.
Is there a doctor here in Long Island that you could recommend?
Call the company, Natural Immunogenics, and ask them what doctors on Long Island are available. Okay.
Natural Immunogenics.
Yes.
And anything for the chemical sensitivity, the brain fog? Do you think the brain fog is part of the virus?
Yes. I think it's all connected.
Really?
Yes. It's pathogenic. There's also a new product out. It's hard to get, but it's made with silver. But it's silver surrounded by oxygen, and that seems to be really helpful for very severe diseases. But it's hard to come by because the company is really concerned about their vulnerability. You know, and
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
And then the other thing also, which is very hard to come by nowadays, is MMS, which is a chlorine dioxide that creates a great deal of oxygen and kills off viruses also. But
if I quote
FDA
you privately, could you help
after.
Me further?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter. Thank you so much for taking the time to make your suggestions.
Okay.
I will pick it up with you.
Thanks, Sharon.
You have a good day. Thank you.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Now let's talk to Bea from Holyoke. Hi, Bea.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. You're the Bea who I met recently up in Massachusetts?
Yep, at the Lakefield picnic, yeah.
Right. Oh, good.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I'm pretty much feel like I'm on the right path, and I've been studying, like I'm reading the Book of Knowledge and studying, you know, Teachings of Jesus and the Book of Course in Miracles and living peacefully now. And I just don't know if there's something else I'm supposed to be doing because I'm still attending Lightfield and everything, but I don't know if some other kind of advice or something you can give me today.
Yeah, well,
really sure.
One thing that you need to do really is to open up more, open your consciousness even more to work in communication with the universe. It's really, you're somebody who's ready to really be a receiver of higher knowing and create dialogues in the universe.
And do you have any suggestions of how to pursue that?
Well, the only way I know is is through the program that I teach on Thursday nights, this new webinar that starting next week, where I teach people how to dialogue in the universe. And
cool.
So that might be of help to you.
Okay, I'll have to think about that one. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, I feel very connected to nature this year. I guess to spend a lot of time outside in the garden, and I feel the strong connection. And I don't know how actually to deal with that, getting cold and being in the winter, too. I'm a little worried about that. Do you have any suggestions about keeping everything going in the wintertime?
It's very different. Certainly be outdoors as much as possible, but be around. I'm hearing for you, just being around fireplaces and light, fire and light, and connect universally through fire and light in the winter.
Okay.
Maybe that's good for everyone. I'm just
receiving
that
like
while
fire.
We're talking.
Like, I am attracted to that light and that fire and just that warm kind of, you know.
Yeah, that'll be a very spiritual opportunity. We have a lot of sacred geometry around you, and be ready to receive a lot of information.
I know. Some days I feel very worn out. Like, I have those days I feel like my crown chakra and my third eye are so open, and I feel so exhausted, and all I can do is just sleep, and that sleep I have is so deep. And those are the days I just now allow myself to sleep. But those are days that you're being kind of worked on from above, and they're doing work on you and, you know, restructuring you and everything when you're feeling extra tired sometimes?
Sometimes that's true. You might want to, at night, build a cube around your energy field, an energy cube, and that'll help keep you stronger. An energy cube is, in its linearity, really strengthens us. And I also recommend it sometimes to people to have it around them during the day, too. And it's just an intention that you intend that this cube surrounds you, a cube of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that you'll feel more comfortable and stronger and have a lot more energy in life.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you. I really appreciate your suggestions. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Thanks for calling.
And I'll be doing my circle today. So thank you so much for doing that program with us as well. Thank you.
Yeah, that's something I should talk about because I have a circle transmission today at 2 o'clock, and there are some hundreds of people who have signed up for this True Life Circles, and that's where we use your birth date as your spiritual address in the universe. And it's actually a stem cell treatment of your psyche to work with your birth date. And what you do is you draw an 8-inch circle and you put your birth date in it in green and put your left hand on it. And at the same time, you'll have sent me your birth date and I'll have it in my circle in blue with my right hand on it during this 10 minutes from 2 to 2:10 today. And usually it's one or two transmissions a day that I send out the schedule for on Sunday nights for the week, and people find the 10 minutes that suits them during the week. You only need one transmission a week. And people can put their hands on their circle with their birth date in it. And when I have my hand on my circle, it's a transmission, and it's a connection in the universe that deconditions the psyche because it's your stem cell, spiritual stem cell. So it gets you back to the authentic you, and it clears away a lot of the debris of your conditioning.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's really helped a lot of people. I've been doing it for more than 2 years, and some hundreds of people have been in the program. And I get a lot of great feedback from people on how it's helping them in their lives.
So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless. Love and light to you and all. And I'll see you soon. Thank you for your call today. Thank you.
Thank you, B.
Bye.
And now let's talk to Loretta.
Hello.
New York. Hi, Loretta.
I have a question about work. Do I stay at a job that I'm comfortable with and I do like, but they won't hire me as a permanent person, or just try to find another position somewhere else.
Well, I wouldn't stay there long.
I've been here 10 years.
I mean longer.
You
could stay there another year. And I think it's just divine timing that at some point in a year from now, something new comes that really is the answer. Because you don't want to just shift around and not benefit yourself from it.
Right. So maybe wait a year?
Well, I wouldn't wait specifically a year, but it feels to me that it might take that long for something to really reveal itself that you're going to love, and it'll make sense what to do. Because now you're just stirring the pot, and it's all right, but it doesn't mean it's going to get you anything better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, sometimes things can look better, and then once you get there, they're not. And I've done some radio shows recently on bullying in the workplace and how prevalent it is. You know, a lot of places that might be very successful places, but it's run by bullies. And the people working for the place often are, it's the morale is not good and everybody's unhappy, even though they might be earning a good living. It's not a happy way to live. It feels to me like staying put for a little while longer anyway. It could maybe only be 6 months, but it's in that time frame up to a year that something you'll see. It feels like there's magic in front of you.
Oh, great.
That
okay.
will really help.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Okay, now I don't see any callers right now. I'm glad we've had as many as we've had. I want to talk about the expo coming up this weekend in New York. It's the New Life Expo, and I'm very excited about it. I thought Mark Becker would be calling in this morning to talk about the show. And Phil Gruber was another person who was going to call in, who's going to be at the show, and he'll be giving a talk. And Phil is an old friend of mine who's a remarkable guy and got me started in my school and getting teaching. He helped to promote my first big workshop in New York in 1996. So the expo this weekend is at the Penn Plaza Pavilion. It's on 7th Avenue and 32nd Street. So it starts this afternoon, I think around 3 or 4 o'clock, and then it goes through Saturday from, I don't have the time in front of me, but it's from mid-morning until I think about 9 o'clock at night on Saturday night, and I think it closes around 7 on Sunday. But it might not open until around 11 or 12 on Sunday. And it's loaded with exhibitors and speakers, and my talk will be on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'm on the 6th floor in the London room, and I'll be talking for about 45 minutes. And my talk is about intuitive skills and how to develop intuitive skills. I'll also be doing some interesting healing work during the talk and giving healing technologies out to people who are there. So you might want to come and enjoy tuning in and getting some healing. I was watching my screen, and it looked like somebody else had called in because the engineer is writing something, but still waiting for that to come up. So next week, is, as I was saying earlier, Monday night I'm teaching a class on what your purpose in life is. And, okay, we only have 2 minutes left, and Phil Gruber is on the phone. Phil.
Yes, hi, Peter. Hi. Good morning.
Good. We have a very short time. Can you let us know what you're doing this weekend?
Sure, but very quickly, even more than that, you know, I attended my first New Life Expo here in New York just a scant few months after my cancer diagnosis, and while recovering and surviving cancer, and that was kind of a wake-up call for me. And in the 22, 3 years that I've been attending the Expo and speaking at the Expo, and in the 26, 27 years that the Expo has been around, so many people have found the keys to their healing, the keys. They found their mates, their soulmates. They have found answers. They have found clues to their purpose in life. And I think it's just a wonderful thing, and I really would recommend to your audience to really check out the Expo. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet people, right, to get to know yourself better. I'm going to be talking basically a question and answer about any questions that people have. I'm really
when
just leaving it open. Huh?
When
My
is your talk
is on Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. Phil Gruber,
closing
thank
the show
you
with a bang.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter at heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. The class on Monday night is interesting. Every Monday night I'll be teaching classes. This coming Thursday night is my starting the Thursday night webinars for intuitive development. You're welcome to join that. So email me or call me, and I'll or go to the website, heartriver.org, and learn more about it. And thank you so much for listening. And those of you who called in, thank you so much.